Whether I get up singing or whether I just get up, that's the day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. I want to, because some of you don't get Facebook, but I do want to share Linda Seaton's praise that she put on. We had been praying for her brother, who was given a diagnosis of cancer, and she put on her Facebook, of course, she and Glenn are in Florida right now, about the fact that he's been given a cancer-free report. He had surgery and stuff, but hey, you know what? God's the healer, amen? Hey, that's something to shout about, to be cancer-free when you've been given a death sentence, amen? Nothing is impossible to him that believes, amen? Praise the Lord. Talking to somebody the other day, and they go into a certain church, and thing of healing came up, and this person was very adamant, saying, well, they didn't believe in healing. Well, don't pray. Don't put prayer requests on Facebook then. Right, don't go to the doctor. I tell you what, even going to the doctor, if you don't trust God, the healing is going to come from God. But I mean, you know, it's just like, it's just totally foreign, you know, and my heart goes out to people because they are so limiting God. You know, they are so much limiting the power of God in their lives. Well, I want you to stand this morning as I read the word. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 118 out of the Message Bible. And I think this is also where that verse is, I shall live and not die. The King James Version says that. But this is the Message Bible version, beginning with verse 5 through 6. And I don't know if I've been here. I don't know if you have or not. But pushed to the wall, I called to God. I have been there where it's like, where are you going to go? Pushed to the wall, I called to God. From the wide open spaces, he answered. God's now on my side, and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me? God's my strong champion. I flick off enemies like flies. Now, just catch this terminology. I flick off enemies like flies. Far better to take refuge in God than trust in people. Far better to take refuge in God than trust in celebrities. Hemmed in by barbarians, in God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Do you get that? Hey, listen, this is the authority we've got. That Jesus said, behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. Listen to this terminology. Hemmed in by barbarians, in God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Hemmed in and no way out, in God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Like swarming bees, like wild prairie fire, they hemmed me in, and in God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Come on. I was right on the cliff edge, ready to fall, when God grabbed me. Come on now. God grabbed me, and he held me. God's my strength. He's my song. And now he's my salvation. Hear the shouts. Hear the triumph songs in the camp of the saved. Are we the camp of the saved? The hand of God has turned the tide. This is what they're shouting. The hand of God has turned the tide. The hand of God is raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. Come on, let's say that. The hand of God has turned the tide. The hand of God is raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. You know, sometime you might need to get a little bit loud. Come on, church. This is the camp of those that are saved. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. I hear the shouts, Father God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power that's at work in us to everyone who believes. Thank you, Father God. And we believe. Father, thank you for what you're going to do today. For the anointing and the worship. And we're going to praise you, Father, and look to you and focus on you. thank you for the anointed word that's coming forth, Lord, to set us free and deliver us. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. What an awesome confession. Let's do it.
I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord.
If I stumble,
come on now,
I remember what I read in His Word,
and then I rise up.
Take a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord.
I'm so thankful
He is able to meet all of my needs,
and His power
working mightily in me. I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer, and the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. God has crushed the enemy.
Come on, let's do this again.
I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord.
Come on.
If I stumble,
I remember what I read in His Word,
and then
I'll rise
up
and take a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord.
I'm so thankful
He is able to meet all of my needs,
and His power
is working mightily in me. I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer. And the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. God has crushed the enemy.
Today, church, sing from the inside, praising and magnifying Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, you don't have to to do like I do in order to praise the Lord. But you need to make sure that however you're doing it, that on the inside you're worshiping and praising God now. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go. Come on.
Come like the wind, come like you promised.
Stirring that up. Lord, I thank you that we're not just little embers of fire out here all alone, little coals of fire trying to burn. But Father God, you brought us together and we're a roaring fireplace because we're connected, Father. We're connected to you and we're connected with each other, Father God. And I just pray that even through the service and even when we leave, Father God, that we're going to connect with other people. And we're going to spread the fire, Father God. And we're going to be that kind of person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
What if you came this morning, and now we've been seeing the sign up there, what if you came and said, welcome to God on the inside, burning like a fire, keeping me alive. Now, that'd be a long name for a church, wouldn't it? But what do we say when we say to welcome to new life? What happens when you shake hands with somebody if you think that there's burning like a fire on the inside of you, keeping you alive? And if somebody knew that, who do you think they'd want to get a hold of?
You know, it's called passion. Sometimes we've allowed ourselves to get so distracted and so weighed down by the things of the world and by circumstances. And I don't mean that you've allowed sin to come into your life, but it's just stress and it's just pressures that it's almost like, where's my passion? Where was that joy of, oh, I can't wait till I get there. Oh, I can't wait to hear the word. Or I just love to praise the Lord. I just love to sing and I love to worship him. Lord God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you restore that to those that have gotten weary. You know, the Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. I'm not a fainter. I'm not a quitter. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Lord God, stir it up and let that mercy just roll out of us everywhere we go. Amen.
Let your mercy reign, let your mercy reign.
on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's all in the pond, so let your mercy rain on us.
To include everybody that will come to him. You know, we limit God when we say, I don't know if so-and-so over here can get saved. You know, that's not what, you know, in the day of Paul, the Christians were being persecuted by Saul. And they thought, there isn't any way that, you know, we just got to avoid this man. But you know what? God sent Jesus, and he had an experience. He had a supernatural experience that changed his life and changed his name. And, you know, we don't know who all God wants. You know, God wants to do that for everybody. So right now, as we continue worshiping, I want you to get somebody in your mind that you believe that God wants to restore. God wants to put the passion back inside of them. God wants to heal them. God wants just his mercy to touch them, his love to touch them, and you know, bring them in. Bring them into the church. Bring them into to the point where they can say, oh God, I didn't know you loved me this much.
Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship. Lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship. You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of
the world.
Oh, you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. and worship you. Every hour,
every hour of every day,
I will bow. You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the
world.
You are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Living God, you're the Savior of the world.
For
you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever living God, the living God.
Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus. You may be seated. We sing the other worship song. Just remain in an atmosphere of worship. We're going to send the ushers are going to come up. We're going to take up the offering. Oh, hallelujah. The most holy God, worthy to be praised and honored and glorified. As the ushers are coming forward, we just want to thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for your faithfulness. Thank the Lord that he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Is your soul prospering? My soul's prospering. So I claim those two. And another, the Lord just brought this to my mind. It says, you know, if your heart doesn't condemn you, and if you know that he hears you, you have everything you ask of him. That's in John. So what do you need to ask him today that you're not asking him? You need to ask him. Father, thank you so much for your provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sits on him.
strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. My everything, and I will adore you.
You know, inside of me, I feel like Mary felt when she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, for he has done great things for me." Amen. All right, let's stand one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on now, church. Magnify the Lord with us.
Under him.
worship. Do not be afraid.
Oh, no.
My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things.
Oh, David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be
Everlasting Father.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be
Everlasting Father.
Magnifies the Lord.
Y'all know why? I'll tell you this right here.
He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
Magnifies the Lord. My soul, 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 Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, my soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things.
There will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be
Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father.
don't speak out of turn, but I got to say this today. When I talk to some people, and when this person is a pastor especially, and when your conversation is over and he looks at you and say, well, I know who's living inside you. And we haven't talked about the word, but when we turn to walk away from each other, he'll look at you and smile and say, I know who's living inside you. That's a testimony, amen. God does those kind of things for us. It's not about what you got in your pocket. It's about what you're doing for him, amen. Don't get me wrong, I like to have stuff in my pocket, but it's an even better thing to have God on your side, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. Come on, give God the glory. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Anybody else got a word they'd like to share?
LeVar?
Yes.
I had lifted my Uncle Larry up to